Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kiler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The center fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Smith. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Smith. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Brickell. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Fred Koster. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bernie Friberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Les Malin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Benge. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Benge. And now, play ball. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell, who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. English goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCurdy. Wilson moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and picks off Bartel. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline takes first base on ball four. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCurdy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keke Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. English reaches second base with a double. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brickell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Taylor. Brickell reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 0 for 1 in the game. Koster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Georges misplays the ball. That's an error on Georges. Whitney moves to second. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. Two outs. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 0 for 1 in the game. Malin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brickell takes first base on ball 4. Bench moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bench scores. Brickell moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Phillies, 1. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brickell. Bell reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 0-for-2 in the game. Koster bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitney moves to second. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Malin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malin hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ray Benges at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benges 0-for-2 in the game. Benge hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brickell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. English hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Koster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 0 for 2 in the game. Koster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards third. Whitney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whitney. Bell moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. Grimm bunts towards first. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Mallon covering, for the out. Bell moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby pinch hits for Billy Gerges. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mallon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Freiberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby now playing second base. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Freiberg hits a fly ball into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Mallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mallon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mallon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 3 in the game. Bench hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. English hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Freiberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Bench covering, for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Koster. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Brickell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Fred Brickell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brickell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brickell hits a line drive into center field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mallon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mallon. Grimm moves to second. Bob Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Grimm moves to third. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kline throws the ball into Bartel, who relays the ball to Mallon, who tags Kyler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grimm scores. Smith moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Koster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koster is 0-for-3 in the game. Koster hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.